Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Children learn to differentiate between right and left. As Nicholas Leadbeater, associate professor of chemistry at the University of Connecticut, explains, molecules also have right and left sides. And if not studied properly, one side can have devastating effects.
I'm not a very good navigator when going on road trips. I'm always confusing my right and my left. One solution I've found is to look at my hands closely. I can make an L shape with my thumb and index finger of my left hand, indicating the word left. When I try and do the same with my right hand, the shape I get is a backwards L. This is because my hands are mirror images of each other. Many molecules also possess this property of handedness, or chirality in chemistry speak. The two hands of a chiral molecule can have very different properties. For example, one hand of the compound carvone smells like spearmint, and the other smells like caraway seeds. Handedness of a molecule was also responsible for what has been called one of the biggest medical tragedies of modern times. As well as being a powerful painkiller, the drug thalidomide was also found to relieve the effects of morning sickness, and so thousands of pregnant women regularly took it. However, many children were born with deformities as a consequence of its use. The drug, a chiral molecule, was administered as both hands, but while one had beneficial effects, the other led to the birth defects. Today in the pharmaceutical industry, the effects of both hands of chiral compounds are very carefully studied before any drug reaches the shelf.
That was the University of Connecticut's Nicholas Leadbeater. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.